Hello and welcome. This is Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And that is yours truly, Michael Wolfeld. I'm the staff naturopath with the Purium Health Products. Of course, I always like to give credit to Dave and Amy. This is one of the few companies that actually have a certified naturopath on their staff that is available to talk to anybody, whether you are a customer or not, whether you're calling about a product question, a health issue, or anything that we might be able to help each other with. So that's sort of what my game is. And I'm a great believer, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I'll probably say it every time we have a call. My motivation is, if we provide service and if we're helping each other, the cosmos takes care of our needs. So in other words, if we put money first and everything else comes back from that, usually we might get the money, but we're usually not that happy. So I have found the secret is service first and everything else sort of follows in place. Well, as usual, the purpose of Health, Let's Talk Health, on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month, and welcome to all the people that are beeping in. It's wonderful to have you all with us. In fact, I'm grateful that you're all joining us because the weather seems to be pretty good all over the country today, at least in most places I've heard from. And so if you're taking a half an hour of your time to talk to us, of course, on the East Coast it's dark right now, but it won't be for long. This, you know, we're getting to the longest day, so that's cool. But the purpose of these calls is provide information that can help us stay healthy, help us become healthier, body, mind, and soul. And that's really what it's all about. At Purium, our goal is to provide the healthiest, most nutritious superfoods that are available on planet Earth and to do as little as possible to them. So in other words, we think that Mother Nature does a pretty good job by herself, and we are trying to not interfere any more than is absolutely necessary in order to keep the product in a condition so that it can be sent across the country and stay dry and last more than a few weeks. So that's really our claim to fame. And of course, once again, we use no fillers, binders, or excipients. Recently, I saw an article where somebody had actually been into a manufacturing facility and saw a carton of magnesium stearate. Now, we've talked about this before, and I'm not going to go into it at length at this time, but magnesium stearate is a lubricant that is used to make the tableting machines run faster. That's all. It doesn't make the product better. In fact, it makes the product worse. It's hydrogenated vegetable oil. And actually, on the package was a skull and crossbones, showing that it was toxic. And that, you know, in other words, more than a very small amount of this stuff you don't want to be using. And so I say to myself, well, why would I want to be using any of it? So anyhow, this is one of the things that we don't do at all. We use none of this stuff in our products. And if you walk into any health food store, any drug store, any place that sells supplements or even pharmaceutical type over-the-counter medicines, drugstore, whatever, and start looking at labels, you will see words like magnesium stearate, microcrystalline cellulose, silica dioxide, all this kind of stuff. None of this is food. And so we feel strongly, and I'm sure most of you do, that our goal is we want to eat food that is free of pesticides, that's free of GMOs, that's basically clean. And so our theory is, well, if people are looking for clean food, they surely would be happy if they could also find clean, unadulterated super supplements. And so that's what Purium's all about. Well, the first subject we're going to talk about tonight is a subject called Six Free Doctors. And I thought this was sort of neat. Now, this was sent by a friend actually a friend of mine who's actually living in India. I don't know where he got this from, but it's actually pretty interesting. So it says, ever heard of six free doctors whose advice is most crucial to a healthy lifestyle? But usually we don't pay any heed to it, and there's no visiting fees. So therefore, we don't put a lot of value on it. Now, you know, there's a lot of truth to that. Many people are under the impression that if you don't pay a lot for something, it can't be valuable. But nothing could be farther from the truth. In fact, these six doctors we're going to talk about right now are all 100% free. And without them, we'd all be dead. So it's pretty amazing. Okay, so number one of the free doctors is sunlight. The sun's rays, and the sun actually says to spend a little time with me while reading, exercising, listening to music, meditating, chatting up with friends, whatever. And the sun says, because I am your best friend, physically and metaphorically, sunlight is beneficial to all. You don't want to get any sunshine because you're going to get skin cancer. Skin cancer is primarily not caused by sunshine. Skin cancer is primarily caused by weak skin cells, which are brought about by poor nutrition and toxins, which is the same tune that we have talked about before. So anyone who eats lots of superfoods, lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, stay away from, you know, the processed foods and all, if they're in the sun, they're not going to, the likelihood of them getting any kind of skin cancers is very, very, very rare. You know, now, I'm not saying it's impossible because we do live in a toxic world and, you know, you have to keep yourself cleaned out. So, but getting sunshine is crucial. And if you ever get a little too much sunshine, of course, coconut oil is a great thing to put on sunburn. And obviously, I think we've talked about this before, the astaxanthin is a very good thing to take if you're going to know you're going to be in the sun, because it actually helps to nourish those cells and give them protection. So the doctor number two, 6 to 8 glasses of clean, pure water a day, which will replenish all the liquids of the body. And, interesting enough, H2O, which is what water is, means that every cell in the body is getting oxygen. So our body actually thrives on fresh water. And beyond a doubt, it is still the greatest detoxifying agent ever produced. And it says here it's free. Now, obviously, we know it's not free anymore. If you want fresh water, you've got to do something to get fresh water. Fresh water should be free, just like fresh air should be free. So then the next doctor is air. Life breath. Just being aware of your breathing for a little while invigorates every cell in the body. So in other words, most of the time, we're breathing all the time. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. But very seldom do people actually take the time to watch their breath or do deep breathing. And deep breathing is a must because it's the way to exhale all carbon and take in more oxygen in a clean and open environment, obviously. Now, it says it's a luxury today to breathe fresh air. Unfortunately, there's some truth to that, but you can find it. But it's important, do not ever neglect this, because it's crucial. And one of the things that people can do is, this one says holding a breath and then releasing it clears all the diseases in the body. Well, I don't know about holding the breath, but one thing I can tell you that's very helpful is to do what's called circular breathing. And that is, you inhale comfortably to a count of anywhere between, say, 5 and 20, whatever's comfortable. And then you hold your breath for the same count, mentally counting. And then you exhale through your mouth. You inhale through the nose and you hold the breath, and then you exhale through the mouth, and you count the same number of breaths. So if you do 5, you would hold for 5, exhale for 5. 10, 10, 10. It's called circular breathing. That is one of the most phenomenal ways to clear out toxins, but even more importantly, it's one of the best ways to remove stress, anxiety, nervousness, and if you're worried about something and you do that about 6 to 12 times, you won't even remember what you're worried about. It will become clear in your mind. You may still be dealing with the same thing, but it will become clear, and you'll see easily better ways of dealing with it, and that without the relaxation, you were actually making as the expression goes, a mountain out of a molehill. Many things that people worry about it never comes to be. So doing this deep breathing and circular breathing is absolutely phenomenal. Another breathing technique that's actually very helpful is to inhale and do a sort of a short and long breath, sort of like this, and then tense every muscle in your body with your eyes closed and hold it for maybe 3 to 5 seconds, and then exhale with the same kind of breath, a double breath. And by doing the double breathing in and out, you actually remove more carbon dioxide. And if you do that anywhere between four and six times, you will be amazed at how much better you feel. You can combine both the circular and this tension type of breathing exercise. And the whole thing, if you do it all, it can take you maybe 5 minutes max. If you stretch it out, you'll get 10, which is even better, because it can definitely lead you into a great state of relaxation. You want to pray or meditate or just veg out. It's a wonderful, wonderful way to take a little vacation. So the fourth doctor, free doctor, of course these aren't free as we know, because the first three are basic of the nature's elements, which is there's ether, water, air, earth, and fire. So we are now to the earth section, nature's produce. Obviously we've talked about this many, many times, vegetables and fruits. So this says, the Lord has provided plenty of choices, and you don't need to be a vegan, but the amount of cleansing the vegetables and fruit does to the system is amazing. So fruits and vegetables, of course, obviously using the superfoods in the forms of fruits and vegetables is also good, but don't limit yourself and just use that. Put some fresh fruits and vegetables, organic, only whenever possible, and fresh. One of the things that my wife has discovered a couple of months ago, and we've been really enjoying this, is we discovered we no longer have weeds in our garden, in our yard, because she got a couple of books and a friend who's very knowledgeable about gardening, and it turns out that many of these so-called weeds are highly nutritious, and they actually taste good. Now, everyone knows about dandelion, I'm sure. But there's lamb's quarters, there's mallow, there's all sorts of good stuff. And there are some bad stuff, and there's some stuff that can be toxic. So obviously, it's good to get books, especially for the area that you live in, so that you can see the good, the bad, and the ugly. But it's amazing, I would say, good over 90, 95% of what we think are weeds are actually edible. And I would say of that 95%, a good 60% are actually quite tasty. So that's pretty cool. Now, by eating fresh fruits and vegetables, you are consuming valuable enzymes that can protect and help you work the metabolism of every cell in your body. And so, think of proteins, for example. You can find proteins not only. Most people assume, eggs and animal flesh, but lentils, fermented foods like yogurt made from raw milk is wonderful. Now, it should be noted, and I think most of you are probably aware of this, that meat actually takes 70% of the energy it has just to be digested. So if you're going to eat meat, be very, very moderate. And there's another thing has come into play, which I'll mention in just a second, that a chemical that is actually found in beef can actually be very harmful and can actually help to even bring about heart attacks. So if you're going to do meat, very, very small amounts. Alaskan salmon, sardines, fish is definitely a better way to go, as long as you know it's clean and not full of mercury. But, you know, you just have to learn to know where to look. Okay, so doctor number five is exercise. Now, the body is designed to move. And believe it or not, walking is probably one of the best exercises that exists. Now, some people can't walk, you know, then you can swim or bicycle or whatever. And it's quite good. But it's important to move in a relaxed way and not do it as work, but do it as a form of joy. Now, one thing that's very helpful for the body is stretching. And one of the best times to stretch is when you wake up in the morning. And you can do some deep breathing and stretching at the same time. If you ever watched a cat or a dog wake up from a nap, they do not jump up. They stretch and yawn. So we should take some lessons from the cats and the dogs. In fact, all animals do that. If you've ever seen tigers or even elephants, it's amazing. I mean, animals understand that it's important. Now, this goes on to say that household work is not exercise. They say it's a chore. However, if you do your work, whether it's gardening or housework or whatever, and you're doing it with an attitude of appreciation and joy and happiness, then it's wonderful exercise. So the most important thing is that you're doing exercise, you want to have a proper state of mind and not do it under stress or duress. And the reason you're exercising is relaxation, which helps to produce a healthy state of mind. And so when you're going to exercise, exercise alone and don't rush thinking you've got to do something else in the next 10 minutes. In other words, slow down and smell the roses, as it says. Now, the last free doctor, and this one is free, and it's crucial, but we don't take advantage of it. Most people don't. Is rest. None of the above five really mean anything without enough deep sleep, relaxation, and rest from really meeting these incessant deadlines that are all over the place. And rest is actually the most important factor, which then gives impetus to the other five. So resting with beautiful, positive, and creative thoughts is always recommended. If you are stressed or worried, do some deep breathing before you lay down and sleep. When you actually lay down to rest and to sleep, be sure that you are having positive thoughts and you're relaxed. And if you're not, get yourself in a relaxed state before you try and sleep. And you don't want to go to sleep with negative thoughts. It just doesn't work. So all the positive thoughts you can come up with, nourishing thoughts, and really foremost of thoughts are thanksgiving, you know, to the higher power, you know, followed by, you know, like love and compassion towards, you know, all the relationships you have and all the people you know. And so that kind of thing can be very, very helpful. Now, what's interesting is everyone pretty much knows these things. But the problem is many people don't do them. So that's the real kicker. Now, I want to mention real quickly, because this was an article that was actually published in the New York Times, health section April 7th, just a few days ago. And this was done by Dr. Stanley Hazen of the Cleveland Clinic. They did a study, and they found out that not only from meat is there a problem with too much, they thought it was just saturated fat and cholesterol, but we are learning that saturated fat is not a problem. Cholesterol is not a problem, and we've had calls just about that, so we're not going to get into that right now. But it's interesting because there is people who ate a steak. There was a burst of a chemical, which has really been studied very little, abbreviated TMAO, that can actually get in the blood, increase and increases the risk of heart disease. Now, that was a theory at the time. So the question was, would this burst of this TMAO show up in people's blood the next morning after they ate a steak? And would the same thing happen to a vegan who had not eaten meat for at least a year and then consume the same meal? And believe it or not, the answer was yes. There was a burst of this TMAO in the five meat eaters, but the vegan did not have it. So obviously it stores. So TMAO levels turned out to predict heart attack risk in humans, the researchers found. Now, additional studies with 23 vegetarians and vegans and 51 meat eaters showed that meat eaters normally had more TMAO in their blood and that they, unlike those that spurn meat, readily made TMAO after swallowing pills with carnitine. So the question then is should we stay away from carnitine? And obviously, you know, there's a lot of things here, and it depends on how you're taking it and how it's being used by the body. I think if you're taking a lot of it, and if you're using energy drinks along with it, and some other things, I think that can be a real disaster in the making. I personally would not recommend taking a lot of carnitine by itself. I think taking it with other types of things can be very helpful if it's designed for specific purposes. But I mean, just to do it for the sake of doing it is not a grand idea. Now, the last part of our Let's Talk Health, I want to just bring to your attention a great article that maybe some of you have and some of you have not read. It was in the Monday Morning Health Minute this week. We actually discovered it, and it was written by Sayer G. It's a website from Green Med Info. Basically, what it talks about is the phenomenal ability of extra virgin organic coconut oil to boost brain function after only one dose. And this, of course, is for people with Alzheimer's, dementia, even ADD, ADHD, anything that seems to be brain-related. Even one dose of extra virgin organic coconut oil has a very good effect. And simply, what's going on is that most of these people have a situation where their brains do not function properly with glucose. The brain needs a lot of glucose, not glucose that we take through Coca-Cola, but glucose that is manufactured by the body from its own complex carbohydrates and other fats. So the coconut oil actually has this medium-chain triglyceride, and actually helps to produce ketones. And this is what is obviously missing in these people. And that's why just a very small dose can have remarkable effects. And for people with, dementia, for Alzheimer's, MS, any of these kinds of things, it can be very helpful. And I've talked to several people who've used it for children with, ADD and ADHD, and it really has helped immensely. Not only in eating it in a raw state, you can melt it on food, but also massaging it into the head. It's phenomenal. It really does a great, great job. And so one of the best things you can do is massage it into the scalp and leave it in, and then half an hour later, shampoo your hair. And you can even rub some smaller amount in after you've shampooed it and just leave it in until the next time you wash it. But the important thing is to really massage it in very well. Another thing that coconut oil is very phenomenal for is women dealing with things like, hot flashes and menopause symptoms and postmenopause symptoms. And not only to consume it, but you can actually rub the coconut oil over the area where the ovaries are and the thyroid and the adrenals in the back. And that can really very much help the endocrine, whole endocrine family, which can help to balance the hormones, which is what we're trying to do. I mean, that's really what the game is. Now, speaking of hormones, another thing I want to mention just about this is that I should say real quickly that one of the things that I've been doing with coconut oil, and my wife and I have, is we do what's called oil pulling, where we take a teaspoon of the tropic oil, put it in our mouth, and swish it around our gums and teeth for 20 minutes and then spit it out. It's a great way to detoxify the whole body, believe it or not. You don't want to swallow that. If you swallow a little bit, don't worry about it, but it's going to be pretty toxic stuff, so you want to spit it out and then rinse your mouth out. Some people find rinsing your mouth out with a little salt water is good because you do have a little oiliness in you. But that is a great way to prevent gum disease, and even when you're having sinus trouble or allergies, it's a great thing to do. It really can help. But last but not least, since I was on the subject of hormones, one of the people at the office sent me a newsletter where it actually says that they found a link between reduced melatonin levels and greater risk of having diabetes. Now, of course, people are going to see this, and, even Dr. Oz, and, of course, we have our cherry juice, which, of course, has melatonin in it. But the fact is that if you're only going to be looking at what is short, meaning the melatonin, and you're going to say, okay, well, I'm going to take supplemental melatonin, whether you're using the cherry juice, which obviously is a much safer way to go, or you're going to do something crazy like take melatonin tablets, which, of course, can be bad news because it actually can cause atrophy of your own pineal gland. But the problem is that when you address something like this, it's just symptom management. It's not dealing with the whole body. And it would be better to say that people who develop diabetes also end up having lower melatonin levels, rather than saying lower melatonin levels are creating the diabetes. It's the chicken and the egg. And the reason is because the pancreas is an endocrine gland. The pineal gland is an endocrine gland, just like the thyroid and the ovaries and the testes and the parathyroid. So but the point is that when one thing is not functioning properly, just simply trying to make up the deficit does not address the issue. You have to address the question. The big question is, why is that deficient? why would someone develop diabetes? And the answer is, it's all lifestyle. So just wanted to mention that because you may be reading that. And it's good information, but once again, the information needs to be understood in a way that is holistic, because otherwise we're doing nothing more than the medical profession of simply treating a symptom. So that's not what we want to do. So I want to thank all the people that are the heroes who are doing and who have completed the transformational cleanse. It's amazing the people that have managed to do this who have never even attempted something like this in the past. Even my neighbor's now doing it, and he said he never thought of doing anything like this. So keep the calls and emails coming. You're always welcome to call me at 800-962-5433 or email me at askphpdoc@gmail.com. So once again, it has been a great pleasure to be with you. I've gone a little couple minutes over, so I will wish you a very pleasant evening, and I will see you in a couple weeks, if not before. And God bless, and remember, be happy. Bye for now.